Going through the laws of Shavuos, to go into the Seder Hayoim of Shavuos with all of the different halachas and the various minhagim. So we didn't get so far. We spoke about the minhag of staying up at night, late at night, to learn Torah, the minhag, the makar, some ideas. And now let's discuss what does one do in the morning with regard to making the Birchas HaShachar. I remember last year we spent a lot of time on this. I used a very good sefer. I'm not using it now. I'm using something that's much shorter, much more bekitzer. What do you do in the morning when you wake up in the morning? And not wake up. If you do indeed stay up the entire night, can you make all of the Birchas HaShachar? So the truth is most of them you can make. There are only a select few that cannot be made. What are those that cannot be made? Asher Yotzar. And a person, now here's the, let me explain. When a person stays up the entire night, even if a person stays up and goes to sleep, he sleeps 8 hours. And he did not go to the Beis HaKisi at night, and he wakes up in the morning, he did not go to the Beis HaKisi in the morning. He did not go. Let's say that's the situation. He did not, has nothing in his body that needs to be released in the morning. Does he make in the morning before he begins to daven the bracha of Asher Yotzar? The answer is absolutely yes. The Birchas Asher Yotzar is one of the Birchas HaShachar. Even if a person did not go to the Beis HaKisei the entire night and not in the morning, and he's now ready to daven, he is required to make the Birchas Asher Yotzar. But that's only if he went to sleep. But let's say he did not go to. Let's say that's all. He did not go to sleep. So this is a machlekes ha'poskim. Can a person in the morning who was up the entire night and now begins to daven shachris and he recites the birchas hashachar, can he make the birchas asher yotzar without going to sleep?
What is called going to sleep? If he nods off.
Half an hour. Going to sleep is called a half an hour. Half an hour, halacha. It's a half an hour, 30 minutes.
Why is that significant about sleeping?
Why? So he's asking a very good question. Why is Asher Yotzar Asadam B'chochma? Why? I don't know the answer. What? Why do you need to go to sleep in order to trigger the obligation to recite? And if you do not go to sleep, you don't go to sleep, you can recite. And he's asking a very good question. If you do not go to sleep, you can recite the vast majority of the Birchas HaShachar can be said just the fact that it's a new day.
Maybe because you're coming back from the dead.
But that's the kind of Shama. That's
the
Din Bracha.
So this is Asher Yotzar Esodam. It's a
new Yitzir. Okay, that's what it makes sense. That's what he's sounding very good. He's saying very good because the Bracha Asher, it's a new creation. Asher Yotzar Esodam. Hashem created man in order to fully express creation, you need to first sleep. When a person is asleep, it's like he's dead. He doesn't exist. And when he wakes up the very first time, he wakes up, that is called the new Yitzira. It makes sense what he's saying. Asher Yotzar, I'm dead, I'm sleeping. Now I wake up in the morning, oh, Asher Yotzar Esodam, you have created man. Every morning when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you back your neshama, that, into a degree, is called a new yitzira, a new creation. Uvarovo, the word of creation. You have to start off in a state of dead or of non-existence. Sleep is considered 1/60th of death in halacha. So when you come back, you become conscious, you wake up, it's now, that's when you trigger the obligation to recite Asher Yotzar. Well,
that's what you're saying. In other words, you—that's a kind of
shama, though.
You aren't here anymore. Now you're.
So this is a machlokes apayiskim. Oh, we'll get that one moment. We'll come to altis in one moment. But let's first one brach at a time.
Excuse me, but there's another problem. If a person gets up middle of the night, he's sleeping, and he doesn't go to the bathroom. So why shouldn't he? According to you, should say Asher Yotzar. He woke up from the dead. So
he does. Birchas HaShachar.
Then go back to sleep again.
Chazal were not misakin that. Chazal were misakin Birchas HaShachar. No, that's part of Birchas HaShachar. You can say all the brachas. Birchas HaShachar. You're wearing clothing. You can say that about every single bracha. You can say that all the brachas HaShachar. That far Chazal did not go.
This is not Tali and Shachar. This is Tali waking up, you're saying.
It's Tali. Shachar is waking up. It's all the same thing. Yeah. That's a dilemma. So there's no question that the Baruch of Asher Yotzar is part of the Birchos HaShachar. There are a series of brachos that we recite every single morning. Part of them is Netilas Yadayim, Asher Yotzar. The 18 brachos, how many brachos are there from Asher Hishim, it's Asher Nosal HaSechri until the end, I don't remember, wherever.
15?
So it's 15, and then you have Brachos HaTorah, and you have Asher Yotzar, Netilas Yadayim. It's all part of a set of birchos, a package of birchos HaShach, the Chazal HaMasakin, one should recite when you wake up in the morning. The question is going to sleep critical for you to be required to say these blessings? So generally, all of the Birchas HaShachar, no. And that's why even if you're up the entire night, you can recite them. There is a machlokes haposkim with regard to the Baruch of Asher Yotzar, if you're permitted to recite it as part of the set of Birchas HaShachar, if you did not go to sleep at night. Some say you can. So it's no problem. You don't need someone to make the bracha for. You can right away, you can say it. And some say, no, you cannot. So how can a person free himself from any problem? Very simple. You go to the Beis HaKiseh. A person in the morning before he davens shachris, you're up the whole night drinking coffee. So you'll have to go to the Beis HaKiseh in the morning. So that's for sure. For sure, if you go to the Beis HaKiseh, you for sure have to say Asher Yotzar. So that covers all ground. What about the bracha of Netilas Yodayim?
No, but your point is, if you don't have to go, so then that's the question.
Right. If you do not have to go, let's say you went 3 o'clock in the morning, right? So you went 3 o'clock, you went 3 o'clock in the morning, and now it's 4:30, and now they're starting shachas. I don't have to go to the Beis HaKiseh. I already made an Asher Yotzar because I came out of the Beis HaKiseh, and now I want to say, now I'm reciting the Birchos HaShachar, does it count? So you could argue, well, with the one that you said 3 o'clock in the morning, I don't know, do you not? I don't know, I don't know. You're saying, is it part of the set of Birchos HaShachar? This is the dilemma. If you did not go to sleep, some say that you cannot recite it. Some say you can recite it as part of the set of Birchos HaShachar. The easiest solution would be to go to the Beis HaKiseh, then you can say it. Or, as we do, we hear someone else say it for us. Now, what about the brach of Al Netilas Yodayim? You did not sleep the entire night. You did not sleep the entire night. And now in the morning, you should still wash Netilas Yodayim in the morning. Why do we make a bracha? Why do we wash? There are two reasons. One reason is because when a person goes to sleep, this is Kabbalah, all Kabbalah, a Ruach Ra descends upon his body. So when you wake up, you have to remove that Ruach Ra, and you remove it by washing and reciting a bracha. But if you did not go to sleep, then you can't make that bracha. You can't make the bracha. If I was up the entire night, and I go and I wash my hands, oh, very nice, you wash your hands. But
what's the big problem going to bed?
What? Going to the bathroom is not going to allow you to make a Netilas Yodayim. You're right, that's what we just finished saying. We just finished concluding Asher Yotzar. We're going one bracha at him. What are the problematic blessings? So we just concluded. The first problematic blessing is the bracha of Asher Yotzar. Let's make believe you're in a shul where everyone stayed up the entire night and you don't have anyone that's going to make the brachas on behalf of everyone. There's no one available. No one's available. That's it. Everyone, so you're on your own. Fend for yourself. There's no one here that went to sleep that can get up in front of the olam like you see every single shul. You know, it used to be, it's very funny, it used to be people were embarrassed. People were embarrassed. I'm not embarrassed. I wish I could go to sleep. I'm running, I have some, whatever, yeah, obligations, this and that. I would be very happy to go. I'd be very happy to go to sleep and come make the bracha ceremony. I would love to do it. What?
They set up a sleeper.
So I remember when I was a kid, it's like, oh, it's such a bushel chlima. You didn't stay up the whole night. Oh, you're an avarian that's going to ruin all your shidduchim for your family. You didn't stay up the whole night. Today, I don't see that anymore. I don't see it being a bushel chlima. It's no big deal. But let's say, for argument's sake, there's no one available to make the brachas for the tzibur, and everyone has to fend for themselves. So can every member of the Beis HaKnesses, who was up the entire night, and let's make it very simple now, they were up yesterday also, they did not go to sleep on Shabbos, because if you go to sleep Shabbos afternoon, the day before, for a half an hour, that also changes the dynamics of the halacha. Let's just keep it very, very simple now, to bring out the issues. This fellow has not slept since this year, Friday night, right? Shabbos morning. And he's gone the entire Shabbos day awake, and the entire Mitzvah Shabbos awake, and now it's Sunday morning, and now it's time to daven Shacharis, and there's no one available to make the brachos for all the people of the Beis HaKnesses. So can a person make the Asher Yotzar? So if he went to the Beis HaKisei right now, I went 10 minutes ago and I did not yet make a bracha of Asher Yotzar. I'll go to the Beis HaKisei 3 o'clock in the morning, in the middle of my learning, and I'm not going to make the Asher Yotzar. I'm going to hold it off, which is maybe questionable if you should really supposed to do that, hold it off, because it should be right away when you come to the Beis HaKisei. But let's say, for argument's sake,
in the middle of davening, if you go.
What?
In the middle of davening, when you're not allowed to be mafsik, normally.
Yeah.
You have to go to bathroom.
Then you can hold it off. Then you wait until later on. Right. You wait. So let's say there's a need, you can do it. So let's say you went, let's say 3 o'clock in the morning, you went to the Beis HaKisei, and then if I went to the Beis HaKisei, of course, then there's no question you have an obligation to recite Asher Yotzar. You can now wait to recite that Asher Yotzar, and when you come to the Birchus HaShachar, when you recite the set of blessings, you can recite the Asher Yotzar because you went to the Beis HaKisei. But what happens if you have a very unique, rare situation where a person did not go to the Beis HaKisei? Rachas v'shalom, right? He's already so many hours since the night before. He did not go to the Beis HaKisei. Now he wants to recite Asher Yotzar, part of the set of blessings of Birchos HaShachar. There is a machlokes haposkim. If you can recite it, even though you did not go to the Beis HaKisei and you did not go to sleep. Because some are of the opinion that there are two triggers. There are two triggers to recite Asher Yotzar, either to go to the Beis HaKisei or to get a good night's sleep. And you wake up in the morning, you say it once. When you wake up in the morning, you say it together with the other blessings of the Shachar. And as Ramayevsky said, the Lundis, why would going to sleep be a trigger? Because it says the expressions of creation, Asher Yotzar Es Adam, Uvarovo, creation. Hashem created within man nikavim, chalolim, cavities, holes. And therefore, when you wake up in the morning in halacha and agada, it's like you're a new creature. It's a new creation. So just going to sleep in and of itself, even without going to the Beis HaKisei, triggers the obligation to recite Asher Yotzar as part of the Birchus HaShachar. But if you did not go to sleep, I did not go to sleep the whole night. So I do not have the trigger of Asher, of sleep. I did not go to the Beis HaKisei. So I don't have the trigger of going to the Beis HaKisei. Can I still say it as part of the set of Birchus HaShachar? It's machlokes. Some say yes, some say no. If you learn no, then you can't say the bracha. You have to skip that bracha. Now, what about reciting the bracha of Al Nitilas Yodayim? Can you recite that bracha? So some say the only reason why we recite the bracha of Al Nitilas Yodayim is because when one goes to sleep, he brings upon himself a ruach of tuma, a ruach of contamination. And when you wash Nitilas Yodayim, you remove that spirit of contamination, and Chazal, in honor of the removal of that contamination, you recite the bracha of Al Nitilas Yodayim. That's one reason. Another reason has nothing to do with that. It has to do with in honor of davening, in honor of waking up in the morning, in honor of the new day. Part of it being the new day, and it's a new day of service, so you wash your hands. You wash your hands in honor of davening. It's not because of any Ruach HaTumah. So if you learn that it's not part of Ruach HaTumah, then you can make the bracha. You can make the bracha. But if you learn the Ruach HaTumah, you cannot make the bracha. So we generally paskin that you cannot, if you did not go to sleep, there is no Ruach HaTumah. There's no Ruach HaTumah, then you cannot make the bracha either.
Okay. But you cannot touch before Netilat Yadayim the face, the body. In the morning.
That the reason why you can't touch your eyes, openings in your body, is because on your hands is resting a ruach of tuma, which can be dangerous. But if you did not go to sleep, then there is no ruach
tuma. So can't you just go back? That's a new day of service, and therefore you can.
But the question is, Chazal would not. That's the dilemma. We don't know for sure what was Chazal's primary intent when they established this blessing. Perhaps the reason why the rule is, you're supposed to wash your hands many times a day. Before you daven mincha, you're supposed to wash your hands. That's halacha and Shulchan Aruch. You're not supposed to daven mincha until you do netilas. No one does it. Now, no one, we all do it. When you daven ma'ariv, you're supposed to wash netilas yudayim. When you touch food, when you eat, before you do, stam yudayim askon yosei. If you do not pay attention, you have to assume that your hands touched part of your body that was meant to be covered, or touched something that is dirty. And the nafkamina is, if you had today truma, we don't have truma today, but if we had in our day and age truma, and you were just, you know, walking off the street, you know, and coming to your home, and there's truma, and you touch the truma, guess what? That truma has to be burnt. That truma is contaminated. We assume your hands are shniyos, have the status of a sheni, and a sheni makes truma into a shlishi. You have to burn the truma. It's a very serious consequence because you're not allowed. You don't have to burn truma. You're not allowed to eat. You can't for sure can't eat it. It's going to go to waste. That truma is going to go to waste. It could be not that you don't burn, you let it rot, but it's for sure going to go to waste. That's a very serious consequence. Stam yodayim askonios, they have the status of a sheni. And therefore, when before a person does something which requires him to make a bracha, to say Hashem's name, or to do a davar shebekedusha, to learn Gemara. Oh. Young Israel of Midwood, why of Midwood at Coney Island? Coney Island Avenue L. Someone fell down very hard. He's about
Ocean Avenue and L.
Okay.
What's going on there?
He fell down very hard. He's about 70 years old.
He fell down where?
On the floor.
He down the stairs or just fell?
No, fell down very, very hard.
Okay, is he conscious?
Barely.
Okay.
In and out.
Okay, so it's the Young Israel of Midwood?
Yes.
Okay, we're on the way.
Moving.
She's very good.
And, okay?
Yeah. Can I just let's just let it stay. You have a terrible movie for the
you feel dizzy?
Go outside. Come in right now.
Come this way.
How are you, Mr. Yarmouth? What happened today? What happened today? Wait till another guy comes and we'll set you up. He felt dizzy before you. This is the problem. Eight, you had an event, and two people extremely dark for you, which both sides are talking to him about. Not like you.
But you can't make a note.
That's what happened. It was so small and bad. It was so small and bad. Now I can't even come back.
I leave before you say that.
No. Once it's always a shower, now I can't.
So you should make that shower as early as possible.
Well, now I need that
shower. Should that be before you say that shower?
Well, you mean when there's no one, when there's no one taking the action, it doesn't matter.
No, there's someone there, so you shouldn't. It became a laser shot. You still want to eat some cake. You don't need it.
No,
it
couldn't be that actually awesome. It couldn't be that awesome. It couldn't be that awesome.
But you can't get me to say that she hurts.
You can't have an
operation. So you can get rid of the little cartoon.
When you wash your clothes today, what do
you
want?
You don't have to say that she hurts anymore.
If you did not go to the school, there is no one to come.
Yes, it was.
His arm and his belt. One.
David.
Two. Three.
Thank you. Krishna.
I didn't even realize I fell.
Oh, do you know Casper Fiona?
Thank you. I mean, I appreciate everybody's concern, but I think I'm all right.
There's a page of 611 that I'll try to find. I know, just take the line.
Yeah.
That's the one's home phone number.
He called you, which doesn't want to
change. What's your home phone number?
I'm
staying ready for something. So.
My wife's number is 917-3713. My
you
wife.
You got it?
She didn't answer. What's,
didn't answer. What's the best number to reach her right now?
I believe a cell phone.
She's not answering.
How about?
How many seems diabetes 213 right now?
Sure.
371-917-3715-101.
371.
That's what I call.
Why don't we go someplace private like on limits? We don't have to go anywhere. Just get away from it.
You want to go to the hospital?
No. Please. I mean,
you have no chest pain. Right. You need to drink more milk today. I mean, I can't force you to go to the hospital. It would be really a big pilot.
Halacha in my life is not a good idea. Halacha in my life going to sleep is not a good idea.
Not a good idea?
Not a good idea. If you go to sleep by day, Shabbat day, then you can get rid of
that. What does that mean?
Why? Because that already triggers, since you've gone to sleep the day before, that already breaks up the brachos, the brachos of Shabbat, and you're going to recite in the morning from the That itself is a part of the Ruach HaKodesh. Even if you're not going to sleep, which will allow you to reside in the Shiraski life. Some say yes, some say not. So it's not a real thing to you. Obviously, the person not going to sleep in the night is not a real thing to reside in the Shiraski life because he did not really want himself a full dosage of the Ruach HaTumah. Get a 1 hour.
So if he goes to sleep on Shabbos the afternoon, then he can also like the hour until the time.
So the answer, that's also said. The answer is real when the person goes to Shabbos and he's born from the Shabbos. The Igra Hadid, according to the letter of the law, when he's pulling you down in the car, he's supposed to wash your hands. They pull out the water. Wash your hands. What? No. Here's a brush. The Igra Hadid. We don't do this. We don't do it. Why not? I don't know. Maybe not. That's not that. However, if you shackles, if you are able to join to yourself another factor, the shackles, then you can recite the Rambam of Tilas in honor of davening shackles. So you walk in the night, and now you're coming to davening shackles and washing your hands with Tilas and dying. The truth is,
you don't understand. It's a big step.
So when you recite the new Dharma Shaka, you need to be able to recite the level out of the Kilas for dying just in honor of Dharma Shaka. That's it. But we don't do that. But when you also have the factor that pass through the night, and there very well may have been some Ruach HaTumah which has come upon your hands, upon your body, because just going to the evening brings upon the person from up. According to some, that's really enough. You don't need to do anything more. When you add to that you've gone to sleep during the day, which also brings upon yourself a degree of trauma. So that is thank you. Thank you very much. You're really amazing. Thank you very, very much. So that is another factor which will allow us to recite. When Rabbi Tilas Yudayim is not as much of a problem, because the truth is, because just washing your hands in honor of davening, really that alone would be enough. But now when you have added factors of that you've gone through the night, and there is a tumor which comes upon a person going through the night, that is one reason why you can make a bracha. And still, if you want to add to it as well, there are another possibility. You've gone to sleep, if you do go to sleep on Shabbos, Erev Yom Kippur, so that's also a factor which contributes, and that's why the bracha with Tilas Yudayim is more cow, there's more grounds to be permitted to recite with Tilas Yudayim as part of Birkat HaShachar in the morning. So the person has no idea the bracha for them. There is very strong grounds that you can make an album of Tilas Yudayim when you begin to daven chakras in honor of the davening of chakras, even if you've gone to sleep by night, especially if you've gone to sleep on Shabbos the day before. And what are the brachas are a problem? A l'chai neshama. The bracha of reciting a l'chai neshama, you cannot make that bracha unless you've gone to sleep. That's it. That's out. So if you have not gone to sleep the night before, then you cannot say the bracha of l'chai neshama shnas sadim kari atol or atol kari 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 atol. The person did not go to sleep, he did not say a reclamation. That means the last drop of the Birkat HaShachar, you also cannot say if you did not go to sleep. What's the Hamadir Shema? And that's so explicit.
Make the bracha, bracha to Hashem Chilim Melchlam, Hamavir Sheino Neinoi Usnuma Me'afapai. The person did not go to sleep, you did not make that bracha.
Even if he went to sleep Shabbos,
yet? No, if he went to sleep Shabbos after, then you can't say. All the brachas. I think all the brachas.
Elokai
Neshama. Elokai Neshama.
If you sleep Shabbos, you have to do
it. Yes. But anyway, the other part that you right now, if you sleep the day before,
if you don't sleep, you should not say, Zokev Kefubim Al Bisharubim.
Sorry?
Zokev Kefubim Al Bisharubim.
Now you can say, no, those are the Birchas, Ashaka, those brachas, no matter what.
You say for the congregation.
Yes, and one, well, the goal is one person, one person, and he says, so the custom is, once already, there are a few droppers, so the minute is, let him say, in order to be consistent, in order not to jump around, in order not to create confusion, the minute is, let him say all of the droppers from the beginning to the end. Now, the problem is, many people not married cannot make a bracha of the tzitzit, but for the world, we'll be doing it in one moment. There's another bracha you can have in a bracha if you're a person who does not wear a talis struggle. And the person is not married, and whatever situation is in, wearing a talis struggle, you only can make the bracha on a talis struggle, on a talis mitzvah tzitzit, if you put it on for the first time in the morning. If you're wearing the tzitzit the entire night, there are some people that sleep with the tzitzit. There are people that do that. They have a minute of sleeping in the sun. Pajamas, some people have pajamas. They have pajamas. They wear it. Why? There is something you need to do. And they need to line those lines on pajamas. But if a person sleeps with his clothing on the next morning and you do not put on a towel scrubble, you cannot make a rubber of our mitzvah pajamas. So for Bahurim, they always feel it's every night when the shoes like the infant beasts and boys who are not married, they're not wearing a talis struggle. They need to hear from someone else the bracha on tzitzit in order to see them for the bracha on the talis katan that they would ordinarily make when they wake up in the morning. So normally you do not wear a talis katan in the morning, that when you sleep. So when you wake up in the morning and you put on the talis katan, the bachur who is not wearing a talis struggle, they make a bracha of al mitzvah tzitzit. So who's married with a talis does not make a bracha of al mitzvah tzitzit, because when he puts on the talis struggle and makes the mitzvah tzitzit, that bracha exempts the talis struggle. Even though the archer will be both, but generally that's not the custom. The only custom is that you only make a bracha of tzitzit, the mitzvah tzitzit, and call it the meaning for the talis struggle as well. But that's only if you wear the talis struggle. That is not in violation of a barakah and the trufa. It's a joke.
You are not allowed to start a suda. Because it's within range of Yom Tov. So you have to really finish it, or at least you should have started the meal before that period of time. And so let's say you want to do it earlier in the day, you want to break, you have to have a significant break in between the both meals. So anyway, let's go back to the block. What? That's the real world. You really have to do it. If you do an activity which takes 2 minutes, that's not a Hetzachadas. If you sit around and do nothing for 10 minutes, that's also not significant. But you have a combination of time. And during that time you do an activity, 10, 15 minutes, that's significant. If you don't have the combination, then you need more time. More time. You need a half an hour. Or if you do an activity, you have to have an activity that is so consuming, it's so involving, even in a short period of time, then you completely spread out your environment. That also is. But if you don't have the intensity of doing one of them, the combination of two together can work to your advantage, so even 10 to 15 minutes can be a very good thing. I don't know. Yes, you don't want to wash, you don't want to wash it again. You have it, you have to 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 have it, every Shabbos, three meals, do it one night, three by day, and you don't want to do that, so you can have even mezonos. Indeed, you can be a Shabbos, you want mezonos, you have fruit, and you don't want to have fruit, you can learn the devil is coming up clear, because the devil is also going back, he's also going to be a Shabbos.
Why do you make a brachas noon every single day? What's the reason why you make a brachas noon every single day? It's because when the person wakes up in the morning, go to the shiur, they siach das from the bracha. After they practice the noon from the bracha, the person goes to sleep during the day. It's a very, very interesting Bible study. So you're looking at my person. The person in the morning makes the bracha, shalom, the shalom, last Sunday, the Sarah, the Har, and then the Asher Bracha, one of the Har of Noah. And then again, and then it's right when you're in Torah, right when you say the same thing in Mishnah, Eidu, Warren, and she's in the Sukkim of Birchas Kohanim, and you say the Shlaimus, Eidu, Warren, and the Shiach, and the Marayim, and right when you're in Torah. So then the rest of the day goes by, anything that you don't do in the day, or the matter is connected to the block of the day early in the morning. They say, well, what do you mean when you see a class? I made a bracha, I learned some Torah, I died, and then I went to work. When I was working, I was in Siach Das. And the last thing on my mind when I was at work was a black mark, was a Mishnah, was a possible finish. I'm a busy person. I have money to make. The world needs me. Okay, I'm running the world. I'm the president of the United States. The president of the United States, I don't have time to learn. I have to go and run the world. The world needs my attention. No joking. People have a coming to me and joking. I know. I assume that. I used to be that. I used to be that. I don't know. You're swimming. I don't know. You're swimming. So let's say you're doing that. 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 You're going to deal with Mamish, Iran, you know, with Syria, you're with Russia, you're dealing with the United States. You're dealing with the bottom line, you do know, much over the economy, the security and the safety of how 8 million people are responsible for. Okay, so you're Arabs, but that's a responsibility. You cannot even see all that. You don't have time to learn. If the Prime Minister of Israel is busy learning about tomorrow, you're in trouble. We're in trouble. Because that's not his job. In one sense, don't pick a mayor, don't fire a mayor in the city who gives you that permission. If the mayor of the city gives you that permission, that's not what you're supposed to do. You're the mayor, you're giving that permission. You're giving that permission at one time. Like, I'm a siyachas. Let's say, for whatever reason, now I have an opportunity to learn to read a few sticks alone. I only read a few sticks in the toilet. To make Ikra Hadin, believe it or not, Ikra Hadin, you could argue that you should recite the Birchos HaToyah all over again. You, like Dali Shachar, you go to work, you have a very important job, and you're very intense. You got to put it on your board, on the toilet. I don't think it's happening on the plane in 1-1 in pilot and you're doing without knowing while I'm taking off. Right? While I'm taking off, I'm steering on the wheel, I have a Gemara Daf Yomi. I'm looking at the Gemara while I'm pulling back the yoke. While I'm pulling back the yoke. I do not believe that the passenger is very clear to this behavior. So then when we're following the 20 minutes, and now we can find the Gemara, and the Shachar decided to make a Satara all over him was Messiah Das. So what is the halakha? I'm going to read this now. Why not? Because even though he was not thinking about it, but real he was, deep down in his mind, it's not learning Torah, but Daitanol. Daitan says, I make a hadron. You make a hadron, you say, my intent is ultimately, when I finish my term of being prime minister, I will return to learning the study of Torah. Although now I'm not learning Torah, deep down in my mind, my conscious, I know that my primary obligation is to learn the study of Torah. You never truly Messiah Das from the bracha, you recite it in the morning. However, when you go to sleep, you can't say that. Because when you go to sleep, you're not in a state of consciousness. And when you lose your state of consciousness, then it's much weaker to say that deep down, you're always thinking about returning to the study of Torah. Then it really should constitute a hepsis between the block and the day in the study of Torah. Remind that to me, and this is what I'm talking about myself, really, is that the person who does go to sleep during the day, of
okay, so you want to do something to be added. You don't need to have a drop of bots when you are planning to learn Torah in the evening. When you recite the bracha, have us Torah at Meirev, you are supposed to have Kavanah. This should be a new bracha for Birchas HaTorah. If you go into a night sale, night, you're going to shul at night, and you went to sleep during the day, you are supposed to use the opportunity of the bracha, Havas Olam, that you can say by my right before you say Kriya Shema, that is the bracha on Torah, you're supposed to have Kavanah before you say that bracha, this will now constitute a new Birchas HaTorah. So when I learn the Torah after Meirev, I have made a bracha, because it's very hard for me to say I can rely on the bracha I made this morning, because I went to sleep. The day that I went to sleep, I was in a state of unconsciousness. I can't really say the bracha in the morning really counts for what I'm learning now. Halacha l'maaseh will not require you to make another bracha. Whatever the reasons are, I don't know exactly, we're not requiring you. We don't know the differential between By me, it means one thing. I think about Uncle Ben the whole day. He's Uncle Ben? $100. Benjamin Franklin. He's on $100. So, he's going to be Hashem. Cash.
Uncle Ben,
do you know what does an uncle or an aide have on Benjamin? And
we
have
a revenue. He said, you should know as much when you were awake as when he did when he was sleeping.
Yeah. There's a sudden day thing in learning, so it's all the matter of friendship. But if you do have an opportunity, you don't make your drunk day one in the day, absolutely. What are you going to do when you decide to drunk about Havas Elon? So now the question is, when you come in the first and something the entire night, he was never a Siach Das. From learning, he never went to sleep. He never went to sleep. He can't make any more. He never went to sleep. 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 He never went to sleep at night. And it comes in the morning with them. Of course, they didn't make it to the office. So therefore,
sleeping Shabbos afternoon is the night.
I have to go back and clarify what it means. I think the Shabbos, sleeping Shabbos afternoon, it works for also. Because you go to the bathroom, everyone's Baruch Hashem, tell the people to go to the bathroom, you can make the bracha, on Hashem Yotzah. Al Nitilas Yodayim is not really a problem. If you wash your hands in honor of davening, before you begin davening, you wash your hands in honor of davening, the fact that you pass through the night and there's a spirit of tumah that comes upon a person's hands, the truth is, you can make the bracha even without any minute. Those two brachas are not really problematic. You make bracha on the tzitzis, or if you're married, you make bracha on the sake of the palace. So that's not an issue, Just because when you come to me, you make bracha on the tzitzis. I don't know where you near your tzitzis, you don't worry. You don't make bracha, most people do not make bracha on the palace honey. The reason why the question you speak about this is because you are in Hagen, where some make two brachas. They do make a bracha even when they're married. They make a bracha on the sacrifices, and they make a bracha on the sacrifices. They often do that. I don't know. I think today it's very rare. It's almost unheard of. But it is. It's poor down the Shekhinah, which is excited. So those people who every single day make a bracha of a mitzvah, they're not proud of it because they make a bracha on the sacrifices. Okay, they will lose that bracha. That's for sure. That is only one can help you with that. That bracha you will lose, but when you make the bracha with sacrifice, that sixes, that's going to cover your power stuff. So those three are not really a problem, those three brachas. It's a problem for a person who is a problem, because that would probably start with the deep. He was talking about how he can do it very quickly when he goes home later on and goes to sleep and he takes the office style stuff and he takes the nap and puts it back on. It's a shame. He goes back on, that's a little bit of a problem. He puts it back on, he can make a problem out of his last sentence. For those three brachas so far, not only problems, they're very easy solutions for all three brachas. For the rest, I can say, you're washing the honor of davening. And it sits it, so when you take the mat later in the day, you'll take it and put it back on. So what bracha is on the problem? The problem is the bracha of Elokai Nishama. Because when you cite the words Machazir Nishama, it's the third basic. And the bracha of Hamadir Shema, the last bracha of the bracha is Hashaka, and the bracha is Hatara. But also, you're not in Siyachas, you're not going to sleep. So that is why you need a person to get up and recite these three brachas on behalf of the Aram. Once already they're reciting these three, the meaning is to say them all. In order not to create any sense of confusion, they say all the brachas as well. And what happens if they're repeated? There's no one in Shul that is available to make this bracha. They don't get Shul, anyone in the barracks, they do, they don't sleep, they do before. Or you do not want to do it at night, so I'm embarrassed, I do not do it entire night. So there's also a solution. When you make the bracha of, when you say the bracha of Chayei Nisim, the Shmoni Esrei, that is the equivalent of Hamachazir, the Shalons, with Darim Nisim. So you really, in fact, once you say the Chayei Nisim, you can no longer say the bracha of Hamachazir, the Shalons, you become like Shu. And you skip around, and you skip by mistake the bracha of Elokai Neshama, and you daven Shmon Esrei, it's too late to make the bracha of Elokai Neshama, because you already expressed the Kibbutz Kriyas HaNes. And as far as Kibbutz HaKaya, so this is the Akhira, this was our Kavala, and you recite Ahava Rahava, the Akavala, this should be my Kibbutz HaKaya. What are the bracha of Halavi, Shem, and the Eman, the Tsunami, Akhara, that is the issue for. That you're not going to do, you're not going to stop. If you're going to make a block for you cannot make a block off. There's not a clear, there's any solution. When you're able to move the block, the only question is that you pull the obligation. When you pull the obligation, you're not going to be showing it, which is a nice and high nice. And you pull the obligation, you're going to be a harder rabbit. When you're not going to pull the obligation for a minor shader, there is no equivalent to that block off in the old blockers. And then if not, you're not going to have a solution. Okay, now if you do step in the car of marriage, you can find it here right away. Maybe you can find it here. There's another room in here. It's set up in the car of night. I think I'm done this morning. If you go to sleep during the day, I think almost all of that comes to put at the bottom. Okay, you know it's late, but if you short break, we're going to be able to do it. I'm not sleeping yet. If you hit a short break, you can stop it. Giving a gada in honor of Shavuos. Yeah.
That time is dependent on how long you're sleeping.
Half an hour. Half an hour, if you sleep for a half, and if you're unconscious for half an hour, that's called sleep. Yeah. You have to be out.
That's called sus?
Yes, sus. 60 breaths of a horse is half an hour. 30 minutes, not zmanios, 30 minutes is considered to be asleep.
What if a person takes a nap during the day, now a nap, 2 hour nap? So even if you're taking a nap, you're for 10
hours? No, we halacha l'maisa paskino. Halacha l'maisa, we do not allow you to make a new birch satara. You're not allowed to. But you should l'chatchila have kavana when you recite ahava soilam that it should be l'shem. When you recite Ahava Asam Yashav Kavana, that it should be L'shem Birchas HaTorah. So when you learn after Ma'ariv, you're covered.
Oh, yeah.
After Ma'ariv.
Oh, I see.
You know what happened yesterday? I got a message from the WhatsApp the phone number is not yours. Verify it. I verify it. They caught the mustache again.
What?
Because I put on them my phone number on my cell phone.
Yeah.
They send them at the evening. They send a message to me. So that it is not your phone number on this. Verify it. I went verified. The WhatsApp cut off.
What happened?
Yesterday I did the processing.
Yes.
I got in the WhatsApp.
Yes, right. It works? Stop?
It worked, but in the evening I got a message from the WhatsApp. Verify it is your phone number.
So verify it.
I verified that it was not my phone number. 533.
And it stopped working?
Yeah, it stopped.
Do it again. They're trying to verify the old phone number. That's the problem.
Yes, they wanted to. I put the old phone number.
No more old phone number.
12 hours. After that, 12 hours. 2 days.
No. It's trying to verify the old phone number. You don't want the old phone number. You want the new phone number.
Huh?
Do it again. Do what we did again today.
With the same number that you said?
Yeah.
He's not going. He's going to the 12 hours. Tomorrow I'm waiting 12 hours.
No. Do it. It should work right away. Try it again.
They cannot send message to his phone.
I don't know. I have to see. I don't know. I have to see. Yeah. 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock. 45 minutes. The rabbi asked me. I don't know. We'll see. I'll probably repeat what I said over here or something. Okay, our boys, we have a few minutes. I want to show you some ideas. Let's see if we can share a few interesting ideas, some thoughts on Shavuos. Now, we're learning today.